see my whole life, and it's here that I learned many things about God. And most importantly for me, I learned that God is with me wherever I go. I remember listening to children's sermon, going to Sunday school, hearing stories about Jesus and God and how they are in my life, and was able to think more about my faith and deepen my understanding of God. My faith statement was about my Uncle Mark and his battle with cancer and how this church and his church supported our families through that tough time. Through all this, I began to understand how God is in multiple parts of my life. Knowing this gave me a reassuring feeling. Even when things were difficult, knowing that God is with me when I'm alone gives me strength. I remember learning more about loving and accepting people. I remember rolling coins for the church school offering so we could donate it to a charity. I also remember doing a lemonade stand with my siblings for the church school offering. All these lessons and stories and the love from this church helped me grow into a kind person. Also, by going on the mission trip, I got a new perspective on God's idea of helping those around us. I saw kids with lots of enthusiasm, even though they are very poor. This is a great change of perspective for me, realizing that their lives are so much harder than mine, but they find happiness in just being with each other. It's a good reminder for us all to be happy with what we have. SCC gave me one of the most challenging and rewarding experiences of my life. The fall of my sophomore year, Laura asked me if I wanted to go on an Outward Bound trip. I had heard of Outward Bound, and Laura knew I loved the outdoors, and she thought I would really enjoy this three-week program in Colorado. Laura also told me about an Outward Bound scholarship through Mr. and Mrs. Grape. That's another great thing about SCC. Everyone is so excited about offering us opportunities to grow and so generous to make it happen. So in July of 2022, I started on a 21-day Outward Bound course in Colorado. During the course, I faced all sorts of challenges: living in high altitude, working with a new group of people, hiking all day with a 100-pound pack, and for me, a teenage boy, always being hungry. In the middle of the trip, I did a two-day solo with minimal supplies: a tarp, a sleeping bag, hardtack crackers, and a water purifier. I wasn't allowed to bring a watch. And this was hard because I had no way to time the water purifier in order not to get sick from the water I could find. So I counted carefully to measure each step of the process. This was a nerve-wracking experience, and I spent a lot of time second-guessing myself and counting and recounting. I also didn't have any supplies to get additional food and found that there weren't any berry bushes around, but there were lots of hungry critters that wanted to eat my crackers. At night, I lay in a dip on the side of a mountain, reluctant to sleep because of the unfamiliar terrain and the potential dangers out there. Eventually, I found peace in looking at the stars and the clear, unpolluted sky. I thought back to my faith and realized again that I wasn't alone. I knew that God was with me. It made me feel more comfortable and more encouraged in what I was doing. The prophet Joshua wrote words that also reflect this thought. Yeah, it's not. You can always use God's message and tools no matter what you're experiencing. I want to thank the SCC community that has given me opportunities, gifts, and tools to have God be a part of my life. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Asha Joliet. All my life, I've gotten comments about my constant state of happiness. Whether it's my mom describing me to her friends as one big pile of happiness, or my boyfriend's friends noticing that I'm literally always happy, it's been a defining characteristic of mine. Even in my soccer coach's speech at the banquet, he said, if he told me to run 5 miles, I'd respond, okay. I can definitely say my happy attitude was fostered as I grew up in Southport Congregational Church. It's hard not to be happy when surrounded by the people in this community. Growing up, doing pageants with Philip, where he tells you how amazing your voice is and that you need to sing out more. Walking into youth group feeling so welcome, especially with Kayla jumping up and down when she sees me. Going on a mission trip, bonding with my peers, and seeing the kids on the reservation slowly coming out of their shells. And of course, Laura, who radiates positivity and has always been supportive of me. A combination of church and my parents have shaped my character and taught me to look for the good in everything. Recently, I found that the good in everything is God. I found this in true Gen Z fashion on TikTok. While social media can be very harmful, it's not always bad. While scrolling through my feed one day, I saw a TikTok that said to talk to God every morning and tell him that you trust his plan. I started adding this to my routine, whether it was on the walk to school or when I was brushing my teeth. Doing this has helped me to see the good in every situation, even if the outcome was not what I had hoped. If something that doesn't go my way, I continue to trust in God because I know everything will work out. The lyrics of Morgan Wallen's song, Outlook, resonates with my mindset. He sings, I used to think that it was me against the world, but it wasn't. Thought drinking from a glass half empty made it better, but it doesn't. Even in hard times, I know it's not me against the world because I have the support of my church community and I have God watching over me. The elementary school concept, seeing the glass half full, switches my whole mindset and opens my eyes to how things will work out in the long run. In the chorus, he says, now my outlook on life is different than it used to be. My outlook is someone's up there looking down and looking out for me. Since I have started saying a prayer every morning, I have noticed situations where initially I'm upset, but I realize I have to take a step back and see that God has a plan. This summer, on the mission trip, I noticed I had a negative mindset at first. I was so fixated on how well the mission trip the prior year had went and how well our group gelled that I wasn't even giving this year's group a chance. I had to get myself out of this mindset because the mission trip isn't about me. It's about creating an environment where the kids on the reservation can learn and bond with us. After changing my mindset, I had a great time on the mission trip, and I'm so lucky to have shared it with the kids I went with. Seeing the smiles on the kids' faces when the truck pulled up to their driveway every morning to take them to camp could brighten up the worst of days. Looking back on this, I can connect it to my morning talk with God about trusting him with my life. I just had to be patient and see that the mission trip would turn out to be the best week of my summer. When I have faith, I know that everything will work out. On this past trip, I was elected youth group president, and to no surprise, I was very happy. I'm lucky to have this experience because I've been going to youth group since freshman year, and I've come out of my shell during this time, and now it's fun to lead the group with Laura. I'm so excited for the upcoming mission trip because I have so much fun with the group of kids I see every Sunday during youth group, and I can already tell that it will be a great trip. I encourage anybody that's thinking about it to sign up because it's a great opportunity that you'll remember for the rest of your life. Thank you, and remember to look for the good in everything.